So it's been a very febrile 8 days in politics. How would you sum up the contact you've had from constituents and party members about Jeremy Corbyn's leadership in the future of the Labour Party?
It's been a really difficult 2 weeks, not just the last 8 days. I mean, Joe's murder put things into a really, put things in context. There was such a nasty campaign going around in favour of Leave in particular that I genuinely believe contributed something towards that man's decision to go and attack an MP. When the court case is over, we can come back to some of that. The EU referendum decision, clearly very negative nationally. Locally, 73% in favour of Remain. The Labour Party put in a 10 out of 10 effort to try and secure a better result. And we're already seeing the damage locally. Businesses not taking premises, some businesses looking to move out of our bit of London. That is it's a really negative context. And then we have the parliamentary Labour Party, MPs and peers, MEPs, Scotland Labour and Wales Labour, all saying enough is enough, we need a stronger leader, able to unify the party and actually project a policy platform that will attract voters to us and put us in a better position to be better challenging the Tories now and more likely to form the next government and do the things on housing and education and health and jobs that we know would work for our community here in SE1.
Plainly, though, there are some people in the constituency and party members who don't share your assessment of Jeremy Corbyn. Why shouldn't people gather outside your office to make their feelings known? You've objected to the idea of them doing that. Surely it's a fairly basic thing to gather and make your feelings known.
So, of members who've been in touch since Monday in particular, and my own decision to resign and the week we've had, 4 to 1 of the members who've been in touch are supporting the cause for Jeremy to go. Beyond membership, in broader constituents who've been in touch, it's a very similar figure, 75%-ish in favour of Jeremy going. So, my own position is reflected in that and in your own the poll on the forum. Of course, people can disagree. It's how you do that that's important. So we have branch meetings in the Labour Party. So Chawson Cathedral's Ward, the Engineers Ward, we meet and we talk through these issues. That is a space for Labour members to come together and debate issues or concerns. And we have the constituency-wide meetings. So there are ample chances for people to do that. And I've made sure my personal mobile and personal Hotmail email address is available to my members. If people want to communicate with me, they have the means to do it, and I'm happy to talk to my members anytime. Of course, they're my lifeblood. So the protest, though, and don't be fooled into thinking this is this was on the basis of one or two tweets. We've had phone calls harassing my staff. We've had threats online. We've had the police examining this. They got in touch to say they're looking at some of the the people who engaged in line who said they were going to be here. Now I'm left with a choice of saying, okay, we either handle this and I let the work experience lag go early because I can't vouch for safety and I make sure there's extra people here to ensure safety, or I can ignore those threats. The context and the environment we're in actually make, I think I've done the responsible thing. I think what was irresponsible was to try and encourage people to protest and shout and demonstrate outside an office when I'm trying to help my constituents. Now, I'm here every week and I'm here to help people with housing and benefits and immigration concerns, and the queue's usually at the door. So that is my job. I'm trying to do my job. If people want to debate a particular difference in policy or political view, there are other forums to do that.
This week you sent an email to John McDonnell about protests outside MPs' offices. You went public with that email. Does doing that serve to heighten the tension or reduce it? What did you hope to achieve by that?
I wanted a response from John, and I wanted him to know that Labour MP to Labour MP, he's done the wrong thing and he's acted irresponsibly. And I also want him to know that he's giving Jeremy the wrong advice. He's one of the few people that's still propping Jeremy up when actually he should be acting in the Labour Party's broader interest. And the Labour Party's broader interests are not served by having someone surround Jeremy and encourage protests against other Labour MPs for holding a different view, and protests that include non-Labour members. If, as I say, if Labour members want to be in touch, great, let's hear it.
But do you acknowledge that John McDonnell has clearly and unambiguously said that members and supporters shouldn't protest outside MPs?
I'm told he tweeted something a few days later, but he, at a protest, two protesters, he said it's okay to protest outside MPs, you know, against other Labour MPs, purely because, you know, 172 were voting in a way he didn't like. Instead of trying to intimidate and threaten those MPs, he should be working with them to get the best result for the party and for the country, because, you know, it's partly his responsibility that we're in the situation we are.
Talking to the person who originally contacted you and said that he'd be gathering with some friends outside your office today, he said, really, he seemed to have two kind of key issues. One was
can I take, can I just interrupt? The person you spoke to out there is not the only person who was in touch, and actually there was someone from who claimed to be a politics student at Goldsmiths, who was actually the one who said he was bringing 70 people. The person you've been talking to is not the person who I consider to be, you know, more of a concern. So just for that clarification's sake.
But speaking to the people who did gather today, they had kind of two issues. One was that they took issue with your resignation letter and the way that you cited the views of constituents and local members in it, and they didn't feel that their contrary views had been kind of reflected in the in the round. And secondly, they wanted you to take part in a public meeting to discuss some of these issues. Would you be prepared to, in a public forum, debate some of these issues?
So the people who are there in Georgia have said they're Labour members. Yes, I'll be at the branch meetings, I'll be at the CLP, that's my job, I do that.
But outside
I do that.
The membership structure of the Labour Party, would you debate some of these things in a public meeting?
So I've already asked for a public meeting with a local debating society on the outcome of the European Union referendum. So I do these meetings generally, and as I say, if they're Labour members, they have the chance to have their voices heard at the branches and at the CLP meeting that I already attend. So that space is already there, and I hope they'll use it. But just because there are lots of people who agree with them on Twitter does not mean there are lots of people who agree with them in the local party. And as I said, I've had hundreds of emails and contacts over these issues this week, and 75% of constituents and 4 in 5 Labour members who've been in touch this week support the decision. Now, that, of course, that means a quarter or 20% of those who disagree or undecided. This is really divisive. These are difficult times. I hope Jeremy will still do the right thing and we can all pull together behind a stronger leader, more able to unify the whole party and get us back together, really focused on the Tories. Now, go on, sorry, you want to ask me.
Well, after drawing attention to the prospect of public protest outside your office, in fact, in the event, 4 people gathered, no banners, no drama, just chatting to journalists and others outside your office. With that in mind, do you regret kind of overblowing the situation? There were 4 police officers and 4 protesters. In hindsight, that seem a little bit overdone?
We've had more journalists and protesters, but if I ignored people who've been phoning and threatening my staff and myself all week, threatening to bring a huge, you know, 70 was a figure that was used again and again. And the police looked into this, and they take their own operational decision about what to do based on the level of the threat that they perceive and what they've seen online. So they went away and did their operational decision. I don't tell them to be here. All MPs have been told to make sure the police are aware of any protest or threats to our safety in light of what happened just a fortnight ago. So I think I've acted responsibly in making sure that people are aware. I have a duty to my staff, obviously, and I have a duty to my constituents. I want to be here. I want to be accessible. I want to be open. You know already, I do surgeries in all kinds of different venues, Asda on Old Kent Road, or you know, the Somali Mosque and Candlewater Library. I'm out and about. I'm doing this. I want to be able to continue doing that, and I could do without people who have a political difference of view trying to prevent that happening.
Last summer, you were one of the MPs who nominated Jeremy Corbyn for the leadership. Doesn't that now undermine the credibility of some of your criticisms of his leadership?
Well, I made very clear at the time that I was voting for Yvette, but I nominated Jeremy in light of Mary Craig's withdrawal from the process. Now, when I did a poll of Labour members in the constituency, Mary Craig came top, Liz Kendall and Jeremy Corbyn came joint second. So I nominated on the basis of being engaged with my local Labour members and reflecting their view and wanting a broader debate. Now, we haven't had that broader debate, and Jeremy is not defining what socialism is in 2016 and is not helping us, most members feel, get into a position where we're stronger on the issues we need to be.
But surely those rules in the Labour Party requiring those minimum nominations are precisely to prevent a situation where you have a party leader who can't even command minimal support amongst his MPs, and that's precisely the situation that you're now in.
Well, as I've also been clear since. In fact, in the article Joe Cox and I wrote together after the local election results, I said quite clearly I do regret nominating Jeremy, not out of any personal political difference. He is genuinely a nice guy, and on housing, on health, there's not a lot between us. So it is, it's frustrating to be in this position. I wanted to see Jeremy lead us into a stronger electoral position and into policy areas where we would definitely be winning back voter support. And I wanted him to be leading in the European referendum. That's what Joe Cox and I were saying on May, you know, in May. And we just not had that. And it is time he went and we moved on and had a new and stronger and unifying leader.